This is the book devotion. I am Aun Lee, and I'll be reading an excerpt from Alama Banko's novel, African Cycle. In this excerpt, the main character nurses his desire to be an assassin and talks about his intent to commit murder. I have decided to kill Jermaine on December 29. I have been thinking about this for weeks. Whatever one may say about it, killing someone requires both psychological and logistical preparedness. I believe I have now reached the necessary state of mind, even if I have yet to choose the means by which I will do the deed. It is now a question of detail. I'd rather give myself a bit of latitude on this practical point, and in so doing, add a measure of improvement to my project. I'm not looking for perfection. No, far be it from me. As a matter of fact, I do not like to undertake anything without due consideration, and a murder is not going to change the way I go about doing things. Reading news items in our town's dailies, I find that no gesture is as simple as that of bringing someone's life to an end. All you need to do is procure a weapon, whatever it may be, set a trap for the future victim, and finally proceed. The police and the court would then get on with their job, trying to figure out the murderer's motives. These keepers of the law will even go so far as to credit a scoundrel with genius, when in fact his deed was so absolutely logical that it needed no such speculation. But the poor bastards have to work, don't they? This is what they get paid for, and to some extent, it is thanks to people like us that they earn a living. I wonder what they will say about me once I have committed my crime. The worst would be that it goes unnoticed. Of course I'm not about to consider this humiliating possibility. Why then would I have spent days in deep reflection, during which my brain got all tangled up, trying to choose the right weapon for this upcoming crime, so much so that I practically found myself on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Ideally, I would enjoy as much media coverage as my idol, Angua Lima, the most famous of our country's assassins. From time to time, to give thanks for his genius, to keep him informed of what I am doing, or even just for the pleasure of talking to him, I make my way to the cemetery of the dead who are not allowed to sleep, and kneel in front of his grave. And there, as if by magic, I swear, the great master of crime appears before me, as charismatic in his glory days. We converse in the privacy of this sinister locale, the haunt of crows and other birds of bad omen.